today's podcast, I'd love to compare Elson Alsop's article, The Best Squishmallows to Add to Your Collection in 2022, from her website, Country Living, to my own personal opinion. Alsop's article was published on November 11th, 2021, so before 2022, but I guess we're gonna have to let that slide. Also, she gives her top 10. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay, well, maybe top 5 is fine, but for Elsop's sake, I will also be comparing my top 8. The Fantasy Squad takes Elson's number 1 spot. These are Claire's exclusives, and they're 5 inches, sold for $5. The only bad part is that they are sold at random, so someone at Claire's, when they're packing their boxes, just gives you a random one instead of, like, you going to the store and, like, picking out your own, which kind of stinks, and the Fantasy Squad, in my personal opinion, is not that cute. In her number 2 spot, she has another questionable choice, Floyd the French Fry. I don't know if she has a thing for Claire's, but he is also sold at Claire's, and he's also kind of ugly. In her number 3 spot, she has the giant Costco Hello Kitty Squishmallows. Hello Kitty. It speaks for itself. Not a fan. That's okay. In her number 4 spot, she labeled it as Surprise Squishmallow, which are basically just the capsules of Squishville, which are the 2-inch Squishmallows. They're cute, but I wouldn't really put them on my, like, even top 20. That's more of a personal preference. In her number 5 spot, she has the Citrus Squad, which I can partially agree with. It's not going to be on my top 8, but the fruit are cute, so I understand why it's on her top 8. The next squad are the Disney characters, which I totally agree, they are great. I think Disney is a classic, so I would have personally ranked this higher on my list. Not 6, come on, girl. Number 7 on her list is Pompurin Burger. I'm sorry, I have no idea what that is. I'm pretty sure it's from Hello Kitty, and I am not a fan. You should have just grouped them together. Would not have made my top 7 at all. Wouldn't have even made, honestly, top 25. Carrying on. The last one on her list is Dumbo. Why isn't it lumped in with the original Disney squad? I mean, it's up to your personal opinion and that's fine. Maybe you really, really like Dumbo, but I don't know, lump it in or shout it out when you're talking about the Disney characters. Be like, oh, Dumbo's my favorite. So now we've made it to the part where I'm going to tell you my top 8 because she couldn't have made it top 10, but whatever, that's fine. So I broke mine down into 2 categories. Since she did both squads and squishmallows, I decided that I was gonna do the same. So for my squads, this is also not in any particular order. First, we have the fruit squad. I mean, come on, they are super, super cute. And my personal favorite is Orin the Orange. The second squad that I have on my list is the Easter squad. Come on, if you don't like Bubba the Cow, are you even a squishmallow fan? The third and final squad on my list is the original squad. I'm sorry, I'm very basic. I got Seth the Red Panda from the original squad, and I absolutely love him. If you don't have him, look him up. He's very, very cute. For the last 5 rankings, I'm gonna be addressing my favorite squishmallows. Again, these are not in any particular order. In the number 4 spot, we have Nightingale the Brown Cow, which she kind of looks a little bit like Bubba the Cow with patterns and everything, but she's brown. She's a 14-inch squishmallow that can be found at Walmart. In the number 5 spot, I have Andres the Sheltie, which I have not been able to find anywhere, but I have heard rumors that he can be found at local TJ Maxx's and Marshall's. In my number 6 spot, I have Melina the Octopus, which was from the Easter squad of 2021. I have not seen her anywhere, and I am super, super jealous if you have her. In my number 7 spot, I have Archie the Axolotl. He's been causing a lot of hype lately. Especially if you're on Squishmallow TikTok, you'd be able to see him a lot. In my 8th and final spot, I have Chanel the Cinnamon Roll. I'm sorry, but she is the absolute cutest Squishmallow, in my personal opinion. There you have it, that's my top 8 and Elson Alsop's top 8. Which one do you think is better? And if you want to throw in your own personal opinions of your favorite squads or squishmallows, please let me know in the comments below. If you guys like these podcasts, please let me know in the comments. I would love to bring on some of my friends that are also collectors, and maybe they could share their top 8 or 10 favorite squishmallows.